My name is Winnie Glee Card. That is my maiden name. My first married name was Tatum. And my current married name is Winnie Neely. What is your age? I am now 80 and a half years old. I had a nice birthday party given to me by my daughters on my 80th birthday in January. In what city, county, state, and country you were born? I was born in Hidalgo County, Texas, between Weslaco and Mercedes, in the country, at home. How are you related to Clark and David Boley? I am a direct descendant. He was my mother's father.
And your mother's name was?
My mother's name was Alta Boley. What is the name of your spouse or spouses? My first husband was John David Tatum. He is the father of my three children, and he passed away when we were both 15 years old, and I am currently married and have been married 20 years now to Tom Denman Neely.
What are the names of your children?
My oldest is Jesse Marion Tatum, my one and only son, and he has four children. Should I name them?
If you'd like to.
The oldest is Evan Tatum, and then there's Aaron Tatum, Lauren Tatum, and then Elizabeth Tatum. And then there was Tara Treva Tatum, who is now married to James Selleck. Yes, he is a relative of Tom Selleck.
Oh, that's exciting.
A distant relative, yes. And they have three children.
And your third?
The oldest is
Well, that's okay. What about your third daughter? Your third child.
The oldest son is Madison Selleck. And the next is Merritt Selleck. And the youngest is a daughter, Scarlett Rose Selleck. Uh-huh. And the tradition of naming Rose, I don't know whether she realized that there are two great-grandparents by the name of with Rose in it.
Really?
Well, there's Carrie Rosella.
Mm-hmm.
And the other grandmother on the card side was Clara Rosanna.
Oh.
So there's Rose on both sides of the family, and then she has the name Rose, and I think that's beautiful.
It is.
How were you employed? I was lifelong school teacher and enjoyed it. I taught physical education to start with, but then I gradually taught more of the science and ended up teaching science for the last 20 years of my school teaching.
To what age?
Junior high and high school.
Okay.
I did teach elementary a little bit, but mostly junior high and high school.
Very good.
Really enjoyed that.
Where did you get your degrees?
I started college, Southwestern University of Methodist College in Georgetown, Texas. And then after 2.5 years there, I transferred to the University of Texas in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
It was the only University of Texas at that time. Now there's University of Texas in every town in Texas. I finished there in January of 1960. And I got married to my husband in December of 1959, just before I graduated.
Did you get a master's?
I did not get a master's.
Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Bachelor's was my maximum degree. Was not in the military.
Okay.
Prior to the age of 18, I lived with my mother and father, Alta Boley Card and Harold Cedric Card in Weslaco, Texas. That's where I went to elementary, junior high, and high school. And after that, I was at college in Georgetown, Texas, or Austin, Texas. And then I got married, and my husband, John Tatum, and I moved quite a bit in the first few years we were married. And then we settled in Sierra Blanca, Texas. Moved there in the summer of 1976.
Bicentennial year.
And my youngest daughter, Tina, was a little four-year-old, and she was able to ride in the float with the Head Start group and carry a flag in the 4th of July parade that summer.
That's exciting.
And then lived in Sierra Blanca ever since.
Okay.
And that's where I met and married my current husband. When growing up, did your house have electricity and plumbing? They were working on it, and we got electricity when I was 4 years old.
Okay.
I don't remember non-electricity because I was so young, but
sure.
They got it during my lifetime. And Daddy was so proud of when he got plumbing put in the bathroom. He got the septic tank dug, he got a flushing toilet hooked up, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he bought a bathtub and added an addition around the bathtub so and cut a hole in the wall so we could get to the bathtub. And that was a big to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did have running water then, and he had before I was born, had built a big wooden tower, two stories tall, and somehow by himself with ropes and pulleys or horses and mules, I don't know what, Mama doesn't know what,
mm-hmm.
but he managed to get a big tank, probably about 12 feet in diameter, no, not feet, 12, yeah, maybe 12 feet in diameter.
It's big.
Yeah, big, and taller than my head, maybe twice as tall as me.
Mm-hmm.
Metal tank on top of that tower. How he's had it up there, we'll never know. But he did. And it was up there until after I was married, and the wind blew it off one time when we were going to town. But it provided water up there. He had a pump, we had a cistern, and pumped the pump water up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then gravity flow.
Right.
Carried the water down to the barn, into the house. So we had running water. That was a big improvement. When did your parents die? My daddy died in 88. And Mama died in 1991. She was 93 years old.
What were the causes of their deaths?
Daddy had Parkinson's and was not able to speak for the last several years, but Mama took care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then died from that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mama died. She had moved here to Missouri and was staying with Neoma and Bert for the last year of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, I don't know exactly what all it was, but she gradually waned and everything just shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Natural causes for both of them. What diseases did your family suffer from? Well, Daddy had Parkinson's,
mm-hmm.
and Mama had a little bit of heart problems, but that's
okay.
We were a pretty healthy bunch.
How much did you earn from your first job?
From my first job, I was a school teacher, and it was in the springtime. I had just a semester-long job, and I think I got $400 a month, and that was it. And that wasn't very much.
Right. Doesn't sound like much.
No, and that was in 1960, the spring of 1960. Teachers didn't earn very much, ever.
I was just saying, still don't.
Yeah.
When you were a child, did you attend a church? If you did, which one was it?
Oh, yes. Attended Methodist Church all my life.
Okay.
As a child, and still do, still very active, in it.
Okay. What national heritage do you think you most identify with?
American.
Okay. Yeah. Nobody ever said we're Irish or proud of our...
Mom said we were Scotch-Irish. Daddy had a little bit of Germany, but I don't identify with any particular...
Texans, right?
Texan, yes. Lone Star State, you're right.
Have you participated in any DNA studies or gene studies?
I've thought about it, but no, I have not.
Okay. I'd like to ask you four questions and just tell me what you recall. Tell me stories about these four questions. First one is, when you were a teenager, what kind of clothes did you wear? What was fashionable? What were...
Big bouffant skirts. Lots of petticoats.
Really?
Enough to, so when you walk down the aisle at school, you don't have desks on both sides.
Really? Does all the girls are wearing those?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
The more petticoats, the better.
What colors?
Oh, all colored. Print. Olives.
And did you make them? Or were they store purchased?
Mama made some, but we didn't have a lot of money to buy things, so I didn't have a lot of them, but I admired the girls that did.
What's the most important lesson that you'd like your children or your grandchildren to know? A lesson that you've learned that you think you need to hand down to them?
Love one another.
And how does that look in practice?
Trying to help each other, trying to be useful to the community, to your family, and try to always do the right things, be honest, trustworthy, and a willing worker.
Who taught you that?
My mother.
Your mother did?
Yeah. Your mother. My father too, but my mother. She was always a hard worker and willing to do things and a go-getter.
never a dull moment, and it's never idle.
No.
Always had something going. Is there a naming tradition in your family?
Well, Mama told me that she tried to name her two first children biblical names. Mm-hmm. And so Evelyn, Ruth.
Ruth, mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether Evelyn is a Bible name or not, but Ruth is. Mm-hmm. And then my sister Naomi, Eve, two biblical names.
Right.
But then when it came to me and my younger sister, she wanted to name us with both happy names. Mm-hmm. So my name was Winnie Glee.
Mm-hmm.
G-L-E-E,
right.
Which means happy. And she was going to name my younger sister Lois Gay, G-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
But then my grandmother nixed that idea. She hated, vehemently hated the name Lois.
Oh.
She would not allow Mama to name her Lois Gay. She put her foot down and said, "You will not name her that."
Mm.
And so her name was Lola May, which rhymed with it.
Yeah.
But she didn't get Lois Gay. But so much for naming traditions.
When you were a child, did you and your family travel?
Not a lot. Mostly we had to stay home and go to school and do things on the farm and take care of the farm. But we did go to a few family reunions, not many, but every few years or so we would go to a family reunion. We had to travel a long distance because we lived in way far south Texas.
Mexico, almost. Mexico's way down there.
8 miles from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And then traveling up to Illinois or Kansas or Missouri for family reunions was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would go occasionally, but I remember maybe 3-4 reunions during my childhood growing up. Not a lot.
Okay.
Just enough to know I had some relatives, but not enough to get to know them.
And how did you travel?
Oh, by car.
Okay.
By car.
And what was that like? Were all the kids crammed in the back seat?
Well, by the time we went to the reunions that I remember, my two older sisters were already in college.
Okay.
Or grown and married. Because there was 10 and 13 years difference between my two older sisters and me and my younger sister.
Okay.
So there were two families.
Right.
They were off in college when I started first grade. So there was a big difference between us. So they didn't travel, it was just my little sister and I.
Mm-hmm.
Or am I in the back seat?
And so these were often multiple day trips. Did you stay in hotels or motels or family along the way? Or?
We'd stay with somebody that Mama knew, if we knew somebody along the way, but we'd stay in a motel. But we'd find the cheapest motel we could find.
Sure.
We never got to stay in one with a swimming pool, but that cost too much. Mm-hmm. It might cost $10, $12. We laugh at that now, but...
You mentioned getting electricity early, but when did you have TV?
Oh, not till after I was in college.
Really? Okay.
Didn't have telephone, didn't have TV, didn't have, when I was a child, we had a refrigerator, but it was a kerosene fuel refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And then they got a freezer. A big chest freezer from Susan Roebuck while I was in college. They had a telephone while I was in college. So they came into the modern world while I was in college.
When they finally had money.
Yeah. Well, when those things, the prices came down enough that they could afford them. Yeah. And the telephone they got wouldn't go to Weslaco. It was a Mercedes telephone. Hmm. Because
explain to me what that means.
Well, that's because here Mercedes is...
Oh, Mercedes, the town. Okay.
Town,
yes,
right?
Sorry.
And we lived halfway in between. Mm-hmm. And on our road, Mercedes put their lines on this side of the road, so Weslaco couldn't put a line on this road.
Oh.
So if we lived on the next road over, we could have had a Weslaco phone. Mm-hmm. But on the road where we lived, from mile 3, it was a Mercedes line, so we had it. So any phone call that went to Weslaco was a long-distance call.
Huh. That's interesting.
And we did all our business in Weslaco, so that's why Mom and Daddy didn't have it for a long time. I don't know why they got it when they did, but they did. So it was good, because when I was in college, I could receive some phone calls from them.
Tell me about growing up on a farm in the summer in South Texas.
Hot. Steamy. Humid, and you take off as many clothes as you dare. And I remember as a child running around in my panties, playing in the yard in my panties, and somebody turned in the driveway, and I'd run for the house to get some clothes.
And did you cool off in the stock tanks or horse troughs?
Oh, we didn't have any.
Didn't have any?
Just, when Dave would irrigate, I'd go out and play in the ditches for the irrigating, and that was my swimming.
That was your swimming role. Very good.
When I was 8 years old, though, the Girl Scout did offer swimming lessons in a town about 20 miles away, but they take a school bus for the Girl Scout to go take swimming lessons, and that's how I learned to swim.
Very good.
When I was 8 years old, I learned to swim, and I eventually became a lifeguard and
took to it
and taught swimming. And
after you die, how do you want to be remembered?
As a loving parent, relative, wife, and as a person that loved God and cared about their family and their community and their country. And all else doesn't matter.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think that's a problem. I'm happy, but I'm happy.